All right, how are we? Okay, so we said we're going to say some lumdus today. We're going to switch gears into some lumdus. We want to say over a Baruch Ber's shot in the going. Okay, we're going some lumdus, a Baruch Ber, you know, good Thursday night. Doc, you ready for Baruch Ber? When's the last time you heard When's the last time you heard a good Baruch Ber in Phoenix? He moved to Phoenix, yeah, but he used to go. Exactly. So, you know, we used to learn Baruch Ber together, me and Doc. So, remember that? So, he says like this. He goes on this Gra. The Gra is going on the Mishnah that we said yesterday that says, Eil Dram Shein Lem Shir, and Torah is the thing that has no Shir. Okay. Why? Because you can Mekayim it even with one word. And that was what the guy said here, that one word of Talmud Torah is more chashuv than everything else. You can mekayim it with one word. And since you can mekayim it with one word, obviously it's the most chashuv mitzvah in the, you know, the most chashuv mitzvah. So the question is, if it's the most chashuv mitzvah, so first of all, so therefore, why is it that you're allowed to mevatel the mitzvah for other things? So the answer is, because we learn out, we already mentioned before, v'asavta the ganecha, there's a pasuk that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're allowed to go out to work. Okay. And there's a chazal, if you have a mitzvah, she'ef shalasa sadeh acherim, you have a chesed, no one else is going to do it, you're allowed to do it, you can mevatel talmud Torah. But the shayla is why? So he says, Baruch Ber explains like this. He says, because the shayla is really turns more chashuv than these things. So why are you taka allowed to stop learning to do a different thing, a different mitzvah? What's taka pshat? L'chayr, you should go learn. It's more chashuv. So the Gemara said, you know, there's a taz, by the way. There's a Gemara that says, Godol Talmud Torah, yoyser mipidyon shvuyim. Torah is greater than pidyon shvuyim. So frek the velt, but I don't understand. But if you have a pidyon shvuyim, you stop learning to go do the pidyon shvuyim. So the answer is, avada, 100%. You ask a shayla, you have to stop. The Ratzon Hashem is you stop learning to go do Talmud, to go do pidyon shvuyim. But you want to know, if there was a guy that was learning and he didn't have a pidyon shvuyim, and there's a guy that was learning that did have a pidyon shvuyim that stopped to go do the pidyon shvuyim, who's greater is the guy that kept learning. That's what the Taz says. This is not me, this is the Taz. Okay. And by the way, if you were learning Daf Yomi, it's before Shin the Daf Yomi, last yesterday. Because the Gemara says that Mordechai was Rotsui Leroyv Echav, not Lekol Echav. Why? Because he ended up stopping to be involved in learning to go help Klai. So what are you talking about? The whole Nisa Purim Lailam Void? Of course, he saved Klai. So of course he saved Klai. So and he was Mechuyiv to do what he did. And if he would have decided, I'm not doing it because I'm going to go learn, he would be wrong. Oh, my son, the other guys were learning. So the point is, Ratzu L'Rayv Echav means he, the Sanhedrin put him down a level. He lost his Adreva. Not L'Kol Echav, because the Sanhedrin didn't like him anymore. That's what Gemara says. Sanhedrin said, now you're Isaac. He wasn't Ratzu to the Sanhedrin, whatever that word means. But the point is, he went down a Madrega. Okay, anyway, so what's Pshat L'Maisa? So Baruch Ber says like this. He also says, I don't understand. What does this mean? This is a Lamed Shakash, okay? So to listen to the question, it's a little bit of a deep question. So I don't understand. Why is it Ein Lem Shir? Because you could fill it even with 1 second, okay? But when that 1 second is over, now you have another second. So it's like saying, Tzitzis is Ein Lem Shir. Tzitzis has a Shir. Wear it every second you wear it. You do mitzvah. When you stop, you don't. It's not Ein Lem Shir. What does 1 second have to do with the previous second? Every second is its own mitzvah. So Baruch Ber says like this. When you wake up in the morning, there's chal on you a mitzvah that you have to learn. You have to go up. When you wake up in the morning, you have to learn. How big is your mitzvah? So the way he understands it, Baruch Ber is that every your mitzvah is as big as your, as if every person has a different mitzvah. For a guy that he's involved in mitzvah she'ef shalasa ha'de'achim, no one else is going to do this if he doesn't do it. He's involved in pranosa. He's involved in davening. He's involved in chesed. He's involved in all these other daily activities that he needs to do. His mitzvah may be 1 hour, half hour. There's another guy, right? There's no shear because your shear could be as big or as small. It depends who you are. For the Vilna Goyen that had no other responsibilities except for to learn, and he only slept 2 hours a day, his mitzvah is 22 hours of learning. So Elam Shear means it's a dynamic mitzvah that every time it's a different shear. So Mamela, a guy that wakes up in the morning, it's not the pshat that the mitzvah is doicha the Talmud Torah. It's a yeah, no. This Talmud Torah is no, because pay also depends on your field. It depends on that. There's no set shear because it depends on who on your field. So he's saying is that Mamela, when Mamela, it's not the pshat that the Talmud Torah, that the mitzvah is doicha the Talmud Torah. It's the pshat when you wake up in the morning, you don't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah at that moment because for you it was redefined as a shorter mitzvah.
But that's for lo yamush, but not for the yagita lo yamam alai. It's two different things, no?
Vigisa boy and lo yamush. And there's two dinim, but the two dinim are vigisa boy and v'shapchav kumech v'shiranto v'nech.
One's that every moment that you're panoy, and the other one it's the you're mekayim.
Yeah, I think one is that's his whole shtickle there. That the toli zebazeh. Okay, so anyway, that's how he learns this point, that it's a very interesting way of looking at it. But the point is that every person is a dynamic mitzvah, and it defines kifi the person's ability, kifi the person's time, kifi the person's ability and opportunity to learn. So just an interesting piece from Baruch Ber, how he understands that in you. Okay, the next two pieces over here, Ois Yud and Ois Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis for that matter, are a little bit from the writings of the Gra of Kabbalah, and therefore I don't really know what he's talking about. But I'll just say what I got out of it. So it's a Schar HaTorah Eitz HaChayim Shom Mitzvot Gan Eden VeHefcha Muchar Bo Shemalach Mavez VeGehenna. Okay, again, he's comparing the Schar of Torah and Mitzvot, and he's defining each one has its own Bechina in Olam Haba. But I'm not going to define that. I don't really know what he means. But in Yud Aleph, he says something a little bit interesting. He says, "Oisik b'Torah, b'chena machzit Talmud Chacham, nitzol misakin pogum d'malach hamavis, ve'in oisholet rak al haguf." So, what does he mean with this? So, basically, it's a Gemara. It's they bring on the side here the whole piece of the Gra. The Gra, Pita Zoyar, explains the pesukim in the end of Parshas Kiseitzik. The psukim over there talk about cutting down a fruit tree. You know, as we know, there's many inyanim in cutting down a fruit tree. So one of them, the pasuk says, cutting down the fruit tree, it says, Kisatzor el ir, yomim rabim lihilachim aleha. When you ambush a city to fight it, letavsa, loitashchis es eitza, do not destroy the tree, lindarach alav gars, and to put a knife on it, kimimenu soichal, you'll eat from it. So he says, this is talking about the Yitzharah. So it's talking about the Yitzhara, and the Yitzhara surrounds us like an ambushing of a city. So the Torah says, yeah, but what are you surrounding with the Yitzhara? You're surrounding the guf, but you can't be putting the neshama. Don't cut off the neshama from the source with the pegim, with the garzin, with the knife of the Yitzhara. Because the idea of a fruit tree, right, is that it gives fruit forever, right? It lives forever. The neshama lives forever. So no matter what happens, you will not. Even if a person dies, the karch of the malach hamavis is only to control and to be shalut over the guf. It's not to be shalut over the neshama, and the neshama will live on. And therefore, just as the fruits of the tree should not be touched by the knife, the neshama will not be touched by the malach hamavis, hainu ayetzara. But here he's connecting that to a person, kimimenu soicha. Why? Because Hashem wants you to eat those fruits. Which means Hashem says, I want you to eat that stuff because I want you to feed your neshama with Torah. Since I want you to feed your neshama, don't cut it off with the Yitzhara. So that's explained. Very interesting concept. But anyway, so that's how I understand it. But he says that even on a machzik talmud chacham means your connection to Torah can come even through being machzik talmud chacham. I'll just speak out an important point. When a person, let's say, the Maral talks about this, right? If a person, let's say, buys someone a pair of tefillin, and then the person puts on tefillin, what mitzvah does the guy who bought the tefillin get? No. He gets the mitzvah of chesed. And the guy who puts on the tefillin gets the mitzvah of tefillin. Right? If you buy a guy...
He doesn't get a small chelik in his tefillin putting every...
bigger chesed because he happened to do a more chashav mitzvah.
It's not a dividend situation? There's no repeat...
Well, yeah, not really. The point is he did his own mitzvah. Right? Now, maybe it's a dividend situation where, like, you know, just like if you would give a guy an opportunity to, you give a guy mussar, it's like we learned before, right? You give mashpia on someone to put on tefillin, right? But theoretically speaking, if the guy wouldn't have had tefillin, you gave him tefillin, you're doing really chesed, is the point.
But what would have done on maaser?
I don't know if it applies to it. Staka. So that's the Maral says. But the Maral says, every mitzvah is that way. If you enable someone to do a mitzvah, you're helping them. You're doing chesed. You're probably going to get some schar, you know, residual schar for the fact that you helped them do it. But ultimately, you're doing a mitzvah chesed. By Torah, it's not like that. If you give someone an opportunity to learn, it's like you learned. It's your why. So the Maral explains, because learning Torah is different than other mitzvahs. Learning Torah is about the connection to Hashem. So therefore, you're also connected. It's all about connecting to Torah. So my connection to Torah is also through supporting it, making it be learned is also a connection, right? So therefore, that's why the Gemara says you should be connected to a Talmud Chacham, because that's a connection directly with the Torah itself. So, and by the way, I saw an unbelievable...
What'd
you say?
When the guy puts on tefillin, he's connecting to Hashem, and you're helping him connect to Hashem.
Putting on tefillin is a specific type of mitzvah that is misak in a specific inyan. So that guy was misak in that inyan, and you got the mitzvah chesed. But when the tikkun of Talmud Torah, which is connecting Hashem into the bria, you're doing that also by your connection. That's how Maral explains it. Can I have a chavetz chaim? Is it on my desk? The green safer? Yeah, so it's an unbelievable thing in the Chafetz Chaim, by the way, on this note, Chafetz Chaim, I started learning, there's two Kaihanim here that wanted to learn with me a little bit the halachas of Korbanis. So I showed them that the Chafetz Chaim says that they're going to ask you, La'asid Lavoi, Tzipisa Yeshua, did you wait for Mashiach? And you're going to say, yeah, I did. So he says, well, Mashiach's here, you ready to do Avodah? No, I need another 3 months. Oh, so you were waiting. So you were waiting. If you were waiting, then where are you? So Chafetz Chaim says, in order to mekayim yitzipisa l'yeshua, you have to learn the halachas of the avodah. That's what he says. But then on the bottom here, it's an unbelievable Chafetz Chaim here. It says, v'afilu mi she'ein lo yishos or she'ein lo mukhshol l'zeh. I don't have time or I don't know how to learn. So he says, as long as you support someone else learning kachim, then you get the ziftis in you.
That sounds a brisker.
Yeah, he had a kachim coil. Chafetz Chaim wasn't a marketing guy. Okay. If he's saying this, it's because it's true. Okay. So Chafetz Chaim had a coil that learned kachim, that learned the mesechtis in Shas or kachim. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Chana Wasserman was a younger man in that coil, right? 10 years. So there's a kachim coil, hacking around. So he says, it's so much so, it's as if you supporting it, you did it, that you get this thing, that if you're a Kayan and you supported someone learning Kachim, you'll be able to do the Avodah. So at least you can answer the...
You get a chelik of his Avodah,
you can answer the question that I waited for Mashiach. I prepared Talmidei Chachamim for this. So a man noy haya ilu yimtzu eiz hashirim menadvim minichseim lekvoy b'makayman ubimakom acher sheyeus lem chaburas avreichim gedol etoyer sheilum du aseder ahu v'yubekiim b'chol echoysa v'chein asisi b'iri shechavati asara avreichim gedol etoyer l'inyan zeh. Unbelievable, no? Anyway, so the point is that's also the connection. All right, but... Anyway, all right. I see DK is on, so we wish him Mazel Tov. Tomorrow is Simcha for Mr. DK. He's making a bris.
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
And on this topic, by the way, the Rabbi Kivager says, Rabbi Kivager for Doc, throwing Rabbi Kivager there. Rabbi Kivager says that the point of a bris is to be machshir, the heart, for the learning Torah. that the bris is directly related to learning Torah. That's why he says, actually, he says that if he's a whole question there, if there's no father who does the son, the kois, the moil, or the grandfather, and the whole thing. And he says the grandfather, because since the grandfather has a mitzvah to teach him Torah, therefore the grandfather also has a mitzvah to give him a bris, because you can't really learn Torah properly without a bris. So the bris is very connected to limud Torah. Anyway, on that note. All right, everybody. We will see you all with Hashem Sunday.
Oh yeah, Shabbat Shalom.
Oh yeah, Shabbat
Shalom. Greasy, was it something?